Good morning. Today we have a fairly simple but interesting question. Should we really be calling the Kiddush Lavana Kiddush Lavana, or is it more proper to call it Birkas HaLavana? It is a bracha, just like we say Birkas HaChama, Birkas Asher Yatzar, etc., etc. It's a bracha. Why do people typically call it Kiddush Lavana? And in fact, to strengthen the question, if you look in the number of the Rishonim, they don't call it Kiddush Lavana, they call it Birkas Lavana. For example, the Or Zeruah, the Shiboli Aleket, and the Tur, they all call it Birkas Lavana and not Kiddush Lavana. Now, on the other hand, admittedly, there are those that do call it Kiddush Lavana. Even amongst the Rishonim, the Eshkol and the Maharil do call it Kiddush Lavana, and the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, also call it Kiddush Lavana. So why would we call it Kiddush Lavana and not the more conventional Birkas HaLavana? So the Sefer Toameh HaChaim brings a reason why we call it Kiddush Lavana based on a Medrash in Shmos Rabbah on the Pasuk HaChodesh HaZelechem. And the Medrash there brings a mashal to a king that engages. He betroths a woman and he gives her small gifts, so even just one gift, a small one, nothing big. And only when he comes to the nisuin phase, which is the marriage phase as opposed to the kiddushin engagement phase, does he give her a lot of gifts, many gifts and valuable gifts. And the parallel goes like this, same thing in this world. Our Erusin, this is our Erusin in this world. It says, it's our Erusin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Accordingly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo masalem ela halavana levada. HaKadosh Baruch Hu simply gave us a small gift. The small gift is the moon. However, in the Yemos HaMashiach, in the time of Mashiach, we will have our Nisuin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bezras Hashem Yisbarach. And accordingly, that's significantly more. That is when we will receive all the great gifts. And the parallel is as follows, that this world, we are saying, is our Erusin. That is our Erusin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Erusin is Kiddushin. That's betrothal. That is when we get engaged, we become betrothed, because our betrothal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Accordingly, we call it Kiddush Lavana from the language of Kiddushin. This is our Kiddushin in this world. And Bezrat Hashem Yibarach, we'll see the Nisuin phase in the near future, the Yemos HaMashiach. So that's why it's called Kiddush Lavana. It's our Kiddushin, it's our Erusin, it is our betrothal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which will be, Bezrat Hashem, be followed by the Nisuin, which will be many more and greater gifts to be received. The second reason that we call it Kiddush Lavana as opposed to Birkas HaLavana, Sefer HaMatamim brings as follows, the Fi Shal Yedei Shemavarchim HaLavana, Nasis Bekudish, by way of our saying the Bracha on the Lavana, it becomes sanctified, it becomes Mekudish. We see that concept in the time that we had a base of Mikdash, that when the Edim would come up to the Beis Din, and the Beis Din accepted their Edus, that they saw the new moon, the Beis Din would declare, Mekudash, Mekudash, that it is now sanctified. So too we call this Kiddush Lavana, because we are now sanctifying the new moon. On the other hand, the Tshuvos Maharshag brings somebody, this is the person who asked the question to the Maharshag, this is not the opinion of the Maharshag himself, but he brings the opinion of somebody who asked in a strong manner, why do we call it Kiddush Lavana? It should be called Birkas Lavana. What is the connection to Kiddush Lavana, to this bracha? It's a bracha. And the person asking the Marshag says as follows, his view was that it was a mistake that the Svarim and the Minag Olam to call it the Kiddush Lavana, they were simply mistaking it because it shouldn't be called Kiddush Lavana. Indeed, it should be called Chidush Levana, which is the rejuvenation of the moon. We have the rejuvenation of the moon every month. And in fact, the bracha is on the Chidush, that the Levana is Nitchadesh, is becoming new again. And the view of this questioner was that it was simply a mistake in the Svarim that the Ches of the Chidush Levana was changed to a Kuf, and people by mistake started calling it Kiddush Levana in place of Chidush Levana. But the Maharshag himself says as follows, it could be that that makes sense based on Svara, it makes a rational sense. However, nonetheless, many Rishonim and Poskim call it Kiddush Levana, and they have their various reasons for it, and who are we accordingly to make that change. So as is known, the Minhag HaOlam is to call it Kiddush Lavana, even though historically in some of the Rishonim, there is certainly a basis to call it Birkas Lavana, but nonetheless, we go with Kiddush Levana. Have a wonderful day.